following the organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, April 5th. Last week, we were distressed by the city's reopening negotiations only to tell us that the prior years of negotiations were out the window and now we could only have a 43-month contract. Worse yet, they would not even pay us on the expired contract until after July 1st. We made it clear that we would continue our case before the Board of Collective Bargaining instead. Okay, that's all changed for the better, and we're now back to negotiating for the contract that we had nearly concluded before COVID hit. We still can't expect payment before July, but we can hope to have a good contract negotiated before then. So that was the good news, and we may be able to wrap this up before June. This week's chief newspaper will feature an op-ed article from OSA opposing the transfer of school safety from the police department to the Department of Education. Many members received the chief at home by email, but it's also on sale at newsstands on Tuesday. The op-ed article makes our union's position clear. There was also a bit of news circulating about early retirement bills probably passing in Albany and, if not vetoed by the governor, becoming law. As we heard it, the issue remains as mentioned in our March mailing. We are concerned the city may not opt into the offer, even if it is approved in Albany. We should know soon. Last week, we offered our members a chance for a teletown hall to get questions answered about the COVID vaccination. Four members did respond, and there will be calls or emails back with the time and date of the teleconference, now set tentatively for April 13th at noon. If you wish to be added to the list of members attending, email vaccine@osaunion.org and ask to be added to the list. Finally, we offered an option to contact OSA if the borough vaccination sites offered to city workers do not work for you. The Vaccine Command Center has sites specific for OSA members, but you'd have to call or email us for an appointment. Since we receive no calls or emails asking for help, we must assume the borough sites are working for those of our members